Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Hello, we're back on the radio. Steve Jones Show, News Radio 1070 WKOK, online too at stevejonesshow.com. Miss any of our shows, you can go to the podcast page. Got 3 months worth of shows back in the archives for you to check out. And also, you can subscribe to our Steve Jones Show podcast, so you can listen to us while you're on the go, anytime, anywhere. And that's available on both iTunes, the Apple Podcast app, and Google Play. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, Twitter handle at Steve Jones PSU, and our email stevejones@wkok.com. And a big thanks to Tim Campbell recently sending us an email out of Williamsburg, PA. Listen to you guys pretty much every day and enjoy your show greatly. Thank you, Tim. Appreciate that very much. Steve on his way into the Sunbury Motors Studio, Sunbury Motors Ford Lincoln Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. A pretty busy show today. Matt Leon, KYW in Philadelphia, checks in. As the Eagles continue to fly high, 10-1, they'll head to Seattle Sunday night. Primetime matchup that you'll be able to hear live on Eagle 107 at 107.3 with Merrill Reese, Mike Quick, and Howard Eskin. Also, we'll check in with Neil Coulong, NFL writer. The NFL Wire on USAtoday.com. Get his breakdown on the Steelers' performance against Green Bay, squeaking that one out under the wire on Sunday night at Heinz Field. And also, it's been a few months, so it is overdue we get a visit from the CEO of Spotlight Ticket Management, Tony Knopp. We'll talk business with Tony at 4:35 today, live on WKOK. So we're with you live till 5. And then we'll have the late-day news roundup with Sarah Benick. And then tonight, 6:05, for the second night, we will fire up the Magic Radio, the longest-running children's radio program in the United States. It's Talk to Santa. Boys and girls will be with Ann Blugis at 6:05. So if you missed the season premiere of Talk to Santa last night, that'll be tonight here on WKOK at 6 tonight. Also, we're making history. This show has been on since 1933, Talk to Santa. First time ever, you can watch it live. All right, you go to our Facebook page, the WKOK Facebook page, and you'll be able to check out live Facebook video at 6 with the boys and girls and Ann Blugis at the Magic Radio Room. So very, very cool. It's really humbling with being here at Sunbury Broadcasting for over 20 years. You talk about, and with, you know, sons and daughters, granddaughters, nieces, nephews that were on the show decades ago. They now have kids and grandkids of their own, and it's a show that has made its way through the generations in the area. So it's really neat to, you know, talk to people of various age brackets that have been on the show over the years on Talk to Santa. So we are pleased.
I thought it was this.
Oh, really? Well, that one got a head start. That's been on since 33, but we're working on it.
1933?
Yes, sir.
So you're talking, this is what, the 85th year?
It's been on since 1933.
So this is the 85th time we've done this. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Last night was the season premiere.
Oh, wonderful.
Actually, I just mentioned this a few seconds ago. Wow, we made history last night for the first time ever. It aired live online. Now you can see video, audio and video both of Talk to Santa.
Really?
We have that on the We'll have that on our WKOK Facebook page tonight.
You know when I'm going to tune in online? Yeah, I'm going to tune in online the night that the suit sits on Santa's lap. And I'll be watching just to watch the look on Santa's face.
It's funny, throughout the year he goes, boy, I could use this, I could use that. And I said, well, you know, you can go dust off that magic radio, fire it up, and connect with the big guy at the North Pole, see if he can hook you up.
It's funny, you and I have actually said to the suit, you know, we can use this and we can use that. No, I can't.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, we get a song and a dance.
Oh.
No, that's not what we asked for.
From a guy with two left feet.
Right.
85. Well, it's 84 years, but it's the 85th time.
Yep.
Wow. That's amazing. And it's every night, five nights a week until...
Right up until Christmas Eve.
Right until Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do we do this weekends as well? Or
Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
And we still have some openings. Last I checked with Sammy out at the front desk, so if you have a niece or a nephew, grandchild, son or a daughter between the ages of 3 and 7... If they'd love to be on Talk to Santa, you call our front desk, ask for Sammy, and the number is available between 9 and 5 p.m. at 570-286-5838.
Wow.
Lock in your spot.
Because I know, I mean, for years, this has been the avenue for suit light.
Yes.
And look where it's taken them.
Yes. All the way to Reading.
Yeah. If you ask him, it's not far enough away. No. But he misses mom, though. All right. Neil Coulong today. And we have Tony tomorrow today.
We do have Tony today.
Today.
Yeah, that was my bad. I know. There's so much to get through. We could carve out a full hour with Tony. Are you kidding me?
Between the NFL and the Olympics. We have a few things to talk about. It's right. Maybe we'll play back the Auburn and the Shikellamy touchdown calls for Tony and see if he thinks they sound
eerily similar.
Eerily similar. Did we get a reaction from the suit on that at all?
I did not. The funny part is I should have, when we wrapped up yesterday afternoon, I should have sent him a text. Hey, hour two... 15 minutes in, must listen.
Yeah, I thought it was a great tribute.
It was. For Rob or for Kevin?
Well, Rob's sending out resumes. I better look for something else.
No, you should wait till after the season is done.
Yeah. The All Big Ten defensive and specialists were named today. Offense will be tomorrow. And I'm fine with all this, with one exception. There's one exception here I'm not enamored with. Marcus Allen made first team. Yeah, whether it's coaches or media, it doesn't matter. Marcus Allen made first team. Saquon Barkley as a returner made first team. Jason Kabinda made second team. Amani Oyewariye made second team. Sharif Miller, third team. Parker Cothran, Curtis Cothran, Christian Campbell, Troy Apke, honorable mention. Blake Gilligan, second team. And with Saquon Barkley, first team returner. DeAndre Tompkins was second team. And Brandon Smith was named Penn State Sportsmanship Award winner. Now, there's one name I left out. Grant Haley was named honorable mention by both the coaches and the media. I don't get it. In fact, if he were third team, I'd be sitting here saying, I don't know if that's right. He's the only guy on here I'm not quite on board with where he ended up with. Everybody else, yeah, okay, the second team makes sense. Amani makes sense. Sharif makes sense. You know, as honorable mentions, Troy, Christian, Parker, Curtis, yeah, they all make sense. Gilligan, second team punter, although I think he's better than Anderson or Rutgers because he's just a better in terms of what you need to win a game punter, but still, that's fine. I can understand that Anderson is a higher average. Okay, I've got that. You know, Barkley, obvious. Tompkins, okay. I'm fine. But Marcus Allen, I'm sorry, Grant Haley, I don't get it. You're telling me that he's not considered one of the top 12 corners in the Big Ten? Really? Or, excuse me, I apologize. Sorry about that. That's the wrong way to put it. That he's not considered one of the top six corners in the Big Ten? Really? All right. You know, I mean, he's, I don't know. Now, I think maybe part of it is he doesn't play, you know, because they rotate so much here. You don't play 60, 70 plays in a game. They rotate guys a lot, as we know, at Penn State. And I wonder if that comes into play here at all. But maybe he wasn't out there enough for some people. I don't know. But that's the only one in the group where I sat back and went, I'm not so sure he received his just due. It's just... that's the only one. I just kind of sat back and went, not so sure about that one. Everybody else made complete sense. It really did. Nothing out of the ordinary anyway, except for him. Now, that one, I just didn't quite on board with Grant Haley's. Everybody else made sense. But, you know, we'll go from there. Those are the awards that were handed out. And for some odd reason, the SEC named the suit play-by-play guy of the year. Like, I said, no, he doesn't do your games. Well, he sounds like the Auburn guy. Like, okay. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Sunbury Motors. I could see the suit in a GIF doing this, couldn't you?
I could,
throwing his hand in the air, white suit, blue, pale blue suit, whatever.
Hands in the air, like you don't care.
Well, I can tell you wouldn't care. All right, so that I can answer. I understand he RSVP'd for the 16th.
Oh, he's in, yes.
Perfect.
Yep.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. So far, so good.
Jamie, you didn't think this would work, did you?
I keep looking at my phone from a text from her. Like, what's the deal with the 16th? I was like, you know, the 16th.
You just pull Jamie aside. Explain it one more time. That it's all about having maximum fun. All right. Where everybody gets to have a good time. All right. So it is interesting that this sports is so different than professional sports in particular, so different than average society. Take, for example, Aqib Talib and Michael Crabtree, suspended for 2 games by the NFL for their fight. All right. Well, let's be honest about it. I mean, you know, that probably, in terms of the league, is a logical amount of time. All right. So now I'm going to sit there and complain about that. But if that happened 200 feet away from where it happened, they'd both be in jail. Right? If it happens outside of the stadium, if it happened in the normal workplace, say two people got into it in the lobby in front of Sammy and started wailing away at each other, Now, what would everybody do? You'd call the police and they'd be hauled away because it would be in the work, you know, right? Here? I don't know. Now, I realize there's contact in the game and so forth. But it's amazing how in sports we apply a different standard than we do in real life. As you know, one of my complaints has been about in the NBA, you know, which days to pick off, which days to take off. Now, I realize it's physically demanding. I realize that these guys do play hurt. There's a difference between being injured and being hurt, though. There is a difference. And at the same time, there's also a difference in playing hurt that maybe you become injured. And so I understand that. I understand the precautions around that completely. But you've got healthy scratches, especially among stars in the league. Now, doing all that running and so forth over how many hours is hard. But you can't look at the average person, the average woman, the average man, that's working 260 to 265 days a year while you work 82, making seven, eight figures a year. Yeah, they complain about the back-to-backs, but I've flown on NBA planes. Hornets, Spurs, Celtics, Hawks. I'm trying to think of which. I think it was another one I flew on. Wizards. Okay, I've flown on those planes. Could it be any better? Transportation couldn't be any better. They don't have multiple layovers and things like that. And I see this happening, too, now in college football. What is to keep a player from being on a 2-7 team and saying, you know what, I'm shutting it down. I need to get ready for the draft. Yeah, but we still have three more games remaining. Nah, I'm shutting it down. I'm done. This would never happen in an actual workplace. Never. In fact, there are some people that if they take a day off, they don't get paid. These are the people you're appealing to? You wonder why Cal Ripken is so revered. Because he showed up every day.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Tomorrow's show, by the way, in North Carolina. I'll be there for the Big Ten ACC Challenge as Penn State takes on North Carolina State. It should be a pretty good game tomorrow between the two. And yeah, looking forward to that. Remember Gary Hahn years ago? Sean, you know radio. He was the voice of NBC Radio Sports.
That goes back a ways.
Yeah, he's the play-by-play guy for NC State. All right. This day in sports history, 1929. Ernie Nevers of the Chicago Cardinals set an NFL record when he scored 40 points in a game. He had six touchdowns and he kicked four extra points. 1948, Dippy Evans of the Bears. In fact, last year, remember the Secret Santa gifts we did last year at the holiday party?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And you and I got together and got a Bears jersey on the back said Dippy and we gave it to the suit.
That's right.
All We then had to explain to the suit who Dippy Evans was. Became the first NFL player to score two touchdowns on fumble recoveries in a game. See, we gave him the jersey of a famous guy. And we just put the guy's first name on the back. Dippy. 1969, the Knicks set an NBA record when they won their 18th consecutive game. 1979, Billy Smith and the Islanders became the first goalie in the NHL to get credit for a goal. He was the last defender to touch the puck before Rob Ramage of the Colorado Rockies put it into his own net. Ramage actually was a pretty good player. Rockies, by the way, today are now the New Jersey Devils. All right, 1982, Ron Sutter began his NHL career as a Philadelphia Flyer. With his start, a record was set with five brothers playing in the NHL at once. Brian with St. Louis, Daryl with Chicago, Brent with the Islanders, and Dwayne with the Islanders. His twin brother, Rich Sutter, then signed with the Penguins a year later. Thus, you had six Sutter brothers playing in the league at one time. 2002, Michael Jordan of the Wizards announced that he would retire for the third and final time in his NBA career. And in 2002, Leanne Rimes performed at the halftime show of the Cowboys-Redskins Thanksgiving Day game. Oh, memorable. Yeah. Memorable. And that's this day in sports history. We're talking about there's just a different standard in sports. By the way, Geno Smith is going to start for the Giants. They're going to bench Eli Manning and start Geno Smith against the Raiders.
Yeah, Eli Manning has released his statement. He goes, Coach McAdoo told me I could continue to start while Geno and Davis, meaning Davis Webb, are given an opportunity to play. My feeling is if you're going to play the other guys, play them. Starting just to keep the streak going and knowing you won't finish the game and have a chance to win is pointless to me, and it tarnishes the streak. The streak meaning 210 right. consecutive starts since 2004. Right. Like I always have, I'll be ready to play and when I am needed. I'll help Geno and Davis prepare to play as well as they possibly can.
Right. Well, I can tell you and assure you in no uncertain terms, he's not the problem. Okay? There are plenty of problems around him. He's not it. The question is whether he'll stay with the Giants, if this is the direction they want to go in. But that is what the Giants are going to do. I was talking earlier, I mean, there's a different standard. You know, and what's interesting about watching the pros, for example, in watching the pros, think, for example, you watch the Steelers play Green Bay the other night. Actually, that was a good game, right? That was a very good game. Yet, the number of plays that you see where you sit back and say, boy, that is not smart. I mean, Artie Burns had a game where, I mean, no offense. I mean, I know you're a big Steeler fan. Okay. He was just flat out not good Sunday night. I mean, he was bad. And a lot of them are just dumb mistakes where you sit there and say, okay, you practiced all week, every day. And that's what you did?
Yeah, that's secondary. The last 11, 12 quarters, they have been torched. I mean, you're talking close to a half a dozen long plays of 50, 60, 70 yards. To say they got to button that up's an understatement, you know, Captain Obvious. But, boy, you'd think by now they'd be the back end would be playing a lot better than that.
But that's one of the problems with all this, okay? Let's be frank about it. One of the problems with the NFL is it's not a smart league. I mean, all right, analytics loves Tyrod Taylor, right? They love him. He grades out really well in analytics. Okay, but why isn't he a top flight quarterback? Now, I know people want their quarterback to be careful with the ball. I've got that. But you can be too careful. I mean, you look at last night. Joe Flacco is averaging 5.4 yards per attempt, not per completion. He's averaging 5.4 yards per attempt. And that's a big problem. That you're averaging 5.4 yards per attempt. And that is one of the big issues in the league. The Steelers and the Eagles, there's only a handful of teams that are fun to watch. It turns out two of them are in our state. The Eagles are fun to watch. Wentz is fun. He is fun to watch. He'll tuck it and run, you know, pass plays, get a running game, the whole thing. Roethlisberger's the same way. He's got that swashbuckler to him. I mean, the Steelers and the Eagles, there's a handful of teams that are fun to watch. The other teams are not fun to watch. Cincinnati played Cleveland the other day. Did anybody have fun watching that game? Even the Bengals fans, they finally won. Do you think they had fun? No, because they aren't fun to watch. The league's got a problem. The league has a problem. It's not fun.
I'll tell you what, every Friday for our picks segment, I mean, I scroll through the upcoming list of games, and I try to pick the ones which I think are competitive, ones that people will watch, ones that, you know, just jump off my phone screen. And it's just getting harder and harder to do.
Yeah. And what, again, the Eagles and the Steelers are fun to watch. But
I think that Saints-Rams game was fun to watch. I mean, who thought just a couple of years ago, those two teams on the same field, you know, wouldn't have put that together?
Well, actually, that was an entertaining game to watch. I watched a good chunk of that. But I just, you got, just look at the Steeler division. You got Roethlisberger as a swashbuckler. Now, look. Every once in a while, will he make mistakes? Yeah, it's all part of being a gunslinger. But you've got Andy Dalton and Joe Flacco. And you can take the Browns out. It doesn't matter. The Ravens and the Bengals are both stuck. Because they don't have and are not in the position to draft a better solution. Yet both of those quarterbacks have something very dramatic in common. They both have absolutely reached their ceiling as to how good they can be. Neither one is going to get better. They're both as good as they're going to be. And that's a problem. That, I mean, that's where Cincinnati and Baltimore are both stuck.
Yeah, if you want to stay in the AFC, I think you could even add Alex Smith to the mix, especially what he has put up the past month or so. I would think, you know, Eli, Tyrod Taylor, I think, you know, now would you put Alex Smith in there as quarterback trade bait for next year?
I mean, Alex Smith is, again, same situation. Well, getting back to what I was starting out earlier about how things are different. Part of the problem that they have, now I realize that, you know, they're stars and people want to be like them and so forth because they can do things and live a life that we don't. But they also have, this is something that has been perpetuated in part by the media that covers them, this no work policy need days off. Okay, people that need a day off are the people that listen to this show. They need days off, and they need them with pay. You got people in the valley that are working 260, 265 days a year. Some are working 300. You're telling me that and it's worse than the NBA. I mean, the NFL, they play no matter what. They don't, baseball, 162 games. Yeah, you do get the occasional, okay, you play 20, but that's playing 20 days in a row with no days off, which means you're playing Saturday and Sunday all the time. I mean, that baseball's different. It's not spread out like the NBA, which is, they don't play 82 straight nights in the NBA. I mean, you notice in the NHL, the stars play all the time. You notice that? Ovechkin plays all the time. Crosby plays all the time. Line A plays all the time. Connor McDavid, they play all the time. It's in the NBA where you get the, it's awfully tough, I mean, I just did a game in Brooklyn, and Steph Curry was at the game. Because the Nets had played against the Warriors the night before in there. Well, if Steph Curry was at the game and also taping the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, what does that tell you? It tells you that the Warriors weren't working that day. They weren't playing. They play 82 games a year. I know they do off-season training, but you know what? This whole guise of, we're going to hold guys out tonight. That doesn't cut it with the average working person. Like, excuse me, what? Yet in sports, it's considered okay. All right. Last year we saw Leonard Fournette and Christian McCaffrey not playing the bowl game. Well, you got to protect yourself.
What are your thoughts on Major League Baseball when you catch a player or two here and there?
Yeah, but that's 162 games, Sean.
Exactly.
The difference is, for example, I might play, let's take Andrew McCutchen. He might play 20 games in a row. That means he's played 20 days in a row, which means he's played every Saturday, every Sunday. He's played 20. That's different. That's different. As opposed to having them spread out, they're playing half the games. So no, I don't buy it as much. And the other part too is let's take college football. Let's take it to the extreme. You're going to be a top five draft pick. Your team, despite all your best efforts, 2-7. Do you look at your team and say, you know what? I'm taking the last three games off. I can't afford to get hurt. Really? Really? I just did 10 games in 15 days. Maybe I shouldn't have done the basketball game on Friday. I might get a sore throat. But, cut me a break. My parents would be furious if I ever did that. Now you got Crabtree and Tlaib out there wailing away each other. Okay. I realize that it is a contact workplace. I got it. But if you did that anywhere else except where they did it, they wouldn't just be suspended. They'd be in deep trouble. Now, the suspension, by the way, was correct. I mean, two games, that's about right for what they did. Yeah, they hurt their team. They hurt their organization. Yeah. Amazing. And if they hold a press conference, everybody quiet. Greg Popovich is speaking. They act like he's Gandhi. Well, I mean, hold on. Gandhi's speaking. Okay. By the way, Simone Lee, Big Ten Volleyball Player of the Year. Haley Washington, Volleyball Defensive Player of the Year. Russ Rose, Co-Coach of the Year. He was voted by the media. John Cook of Nebraska was voted by the other coaches. Penn State's the number one overall seed. They have Howard on Friday. If they win, they'll play most likely, I think, Pitt on Saturday. And if they win that, then they get the next round at home, too, because of the number one overall seed. So just update you on that. But there's a different standard when it comes. I mean, oh no, you know, we need them for the playoffs. I'm like, okay, you got the maximum number of playoff games you can play, which, by the way, are spread out over nights and nights and nights. You're not playing is 28. That gets you to 110. All right, so you know. You have people in this country working 2-3 jobs 300 nights a year. Okay, and not making 7 and 8 figures. As I'm trying, I'm starting to find some of the stuff that is considered acceptable or they're forcing you to accept, to be unacceptable. I understand, believe me, I understand when somebody's hurt. Got it. Nobody knows that better than I do. And I really know if someone's injured. Okay, you got to hold them out. Or if they're hurt, and if you do something, they might get hurt even more, so you got to hold them out. I got that. But when you're a healthy scratch, that bothers me. Baseball's different. Baseball, you're playing, I mean, some of these guys play 140, 150 times during the course of the year, and you know, and they're literally playing every day. That's different. And you're in the heat. You're not in air conditioning. You know, that's not, you know, the NFL guys, you know, if they can play, they play. The NHL guys, it's the NBA guys where you sit back and go, what? You don't understand our lives. No, you're playing basketball. All right, we'll come back with more. I mean, I got it. I mean, really, I see what you play basketball. I got it. I see you running up down the floor. I see all the great athletic things you do. You're playing basketball. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Sunbury Motors Ford knows it's the holiday season, and you need a dependable vehicle, but also need as much money left in your pocket as possible. Let's be honest. If somebody gives you way too much for your piece of junk trade or cash just for buying a car, who do you think is paying for it?
You are!
Come see why SMC has been selling more cars and satisfying more customers since 1915. Pick from over 100 2017 Ford F-Series trucks. Priced as low as $24,997. Choose from 42 2017 four-wheel drive Escapes slashed as low as $19,975. At SMC, take $3,500 off all remaining 2017 Ford Explorers and get 0% financing for up to 72 months. Don't believe everyone else's hype. Sunbury Motors always gives you huge discounts, aggressive trade values, and the best financing options. And with over four city blocks of new Fords, they have what you're looking for. Sunbury Motors Ford in the 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury.
All right, admittedly, one of the more bizarre things I'm watching play out this week is the fact that Ohio State is given a chance to make the college football playoff. Huh? Okay, so let me get this straight. If you lose twice, one by 39 at Michigan in September, you have no chance. But if you lose by 31 at Iowa in November, you're okay. Really? Really? Who comes up with this stuff? I can't make this up. I can't make this up. If you lose at Michigan by 39 points in September, you can't make it. But if you lose by 31 at Iowa in November, you're okay and get a pass. I know every season is different and they all play out differently. But that is under the category of you have to be kidding me. So Penn State lost on the road in November one time by 3 points on the last play of the game. Ohio State lost on the road in November by 31, but they're okay. Huh?
Your station for news, weather, business, and CBS Sports Radio. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and on WKOK.com.